Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, and it is Wednesday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here today, not the least of which is some big business. AEW Big Business is tonight, and Tony Khan has stated that he will not let us down. So we'll tell you about the lineup for the show, what's coming, what may be coming, and plenty more. AEW Big Business tonight, TD Gardens in Boston, and of course the expected debut of Mercedes Moné. We have a bunch of other news as well, including Thunderbolt Patterson, the newest member of the WWE Hall of Fame. We got the Raw ratings from Monday night as we build towards WrestleMania, which is coming up in just a few weeks. Will Ospreay talked on Chris Jericho's podcast about going to AEW, so that AEW offered him a much better deal than WWE. Britt Baker is doing media. I guess we'll see what that means. But she did some media talking about wanting to be back wrestling, doing promos, etc. And we have got, as always, notes from the NXT show last night, which if you missed the show, I cannot in good conscience tell you to go watch the show. But, you should watch the last 10 minutes of this show with this Trick Williams promo. This Trick Williams promo and post-match, this guy is unbelievable. And just an incredible segment. So we'll tell you about that. And any other notes from the show. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. I'm also F4WOnline on Threads, Instagram, Cameo, at Brian Alvarez on X. Back in a moment with Mike Sempervivi and more Observer Live.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, You're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Again, the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Tony Khan does not plan on disappointing fans tonight. The AEW president spoke to TV Insider ahead of AEW Big Business at Boston's TD Garden with rumors that Mercedes Moné could debut on the show. Khan was asked if fans can expect any new talent to show up tonight. He responded, "Of course! I promise I will not disappoint the fans tonight. There has been an influx of huge names, and tonight is the biggest show yet." Tonight. When we launched AEW, I don't want to get people mad at me, but I don't know. When we launched AEW, it was the first time in many years so many resources and such a strong roster of wrestlers have come together to form a new challenger promotion. After 5 years, AEW is now stronger than ever before. Our roster continues to get deeper and better. This has become a popular destination that top stars seek out. Perfect time to continue expanding and growing. So what tonight is all about, AEW Big Business. With such a strong group of wrestlers in AEW today, we've come so far from the beginning in 2019. Now we have what I believe is the best roster in pro wrestling today. Well, that's certainly arguable, let me tell you. Still so many great stars out there. We're always looking to add and strengthen the group. I think we will continue to try and strengthen whenever we can add someone's skills to make AEW better. I think the constant innovation, perpetual strides, always wanting to get better, a big part of the spirit of AEW. Tony Khan was asked about Kevin Kelly as well. Kevin Kelly was removed from the AEW roster page. Did not work collision. PW Torch reported he has been fired. And Tony Khan said, "I prefer not to comment on that, but I appreciate you asking." That's certainly a comment I wish he'd used a lot in the past, but he did not.
Was there any follow-up?
No, there was not. He said, "I cannot comment on that." So,
I appreciate you asking.
He addressed the criticism of Darby Allin's glass-shattering spot. He says, "It has to be something safe. Whenever a wrestler comes in and wants to try something, what? Especially dangerous, I just want to know that there's a safe way to do it." Darby Allin, every time that he's ever had an idea for a wild high spot or crazy move.
And then he can stay at the luxury budget inn.
He's had a rationale and plan. Darby doesn't take these things lightly. I'm sorry, but, you know, there's really not a safe way to fall off a 15-foot ladder and added 4 feet for the ring apron through glass to the floor.
No.
I mean, he didn't die. No. He only got 12 stitches. But I could not, in good conscience, ever state that that was safe, what he did.
Well, you know, you're right about that, but we are in the stuntman era now, aren't we? And there are, I can see, for whatever you want to say about the precautions that they took, at least they probably took a lot more than some of their brothers and sisters on the indie scene take, doing things that are on par with that. So I guess I'll try to give them credit that way.
We have got the lineup for the show tonight. It is Samoa Joe versus Wardlow for the AEW World title. We have Darby Allin versus Jay White. We have Okada, Matt, and Nick Jackson versus Eddie Kingston, Pac, and Penta. Hook and Chris Jericho versus the Gates of Agony. And Willow Nightingale versus Riho. That's the lineup for the show. Mercedes Moné is expected to debut. Now, the other two things I'm going to say here, I'm telling you with all sincerity, I have absolutely no earthly idea. Okay? But I don't know why. I honestly do not know why. But I see Samoa Joe versus Wardlow. Mm-hmm. And like, why do I expect MJF is returning tonight?
I know. Feels that way, doesn't it?
Yes. And then also, why do I feel like Britt Baker is returning tonight?
Because she's doing media all of a sudden.
She is. Well, that's probably why. She did a bunch of media. Says she can't wait to return. She hasn't wrestled since September. Took part in a panel discussion, SXSW, on Monday. She was asked
South by Southwest
if she feels the best is yet to come for her career. She said, yes, I do. Growing as a wrestler, performer, learning what works and what doesn't work. With all the new talents coming in, new talent we have to work with, new coaches, new people coming over from WWE, new brains and minds you get to pick, you're really doing yourself a huge disservice if you're not constantly asking everybody around you for help. I think the help in AEW is growing and growing for me personally. Can't wait to get back in the ring, have one of these microphones in my hand, cut some promos. I don't know, she says, just stay tuned. And I don't know either, but I am staying tuned. But I believe she's good to go. So we'll find out.
Let me throw something by you here, even though I have lobbied for Toni Storm and Mercedes de Moné to jump in right off the bat to try to make something out of this Toni Storm thing, and it may have it make sense, but considering that, you know, Britt has been on social media in the past couple of months, wondering why she was not on the shows and such, and obviously she was recovering from a back injury and all that sort of stuff. Maybe if you're going in a different direction with Toni Storm, Mercedes Moné and Britt Baker upset that she has been there since day one. You know, she is one of the people, she should be a pillar in her own right in AEW, but she keeps getting passed over. You think you can work this into a storyline that way and make it work? Because on paper, and granted, look, I'm not as big of a fan as Britt in the ring as you are, and I think she's behind some other people that are there. But with that said, I think Mercedes Moné and Britt Baker on paper is a really great matchup.
Well,
and
of something course it is.
AEW can easily promote.
Well, I guess we'll find out tonight, because it is big business. And
you will not be let down, or Toni will give you your money back.
I'm not expecting to be let down by the show tonight, I'll tell you that much. I don't know if anybody was, but I think I am wondering why
there's no hole for Mercedes to punch through here, like a Toni Storm segment.
Why didn't they announce her, for crying out loud?
Well, even give us something that may lead to her being there. Like, what's she going to interfere in the Darby Allin Jay White match? Like, there's no even like goofy, even though I know AEW fans hate some WWE things, sometimes it's very easy to just set up something so you know somebody's got to come crash this party. And they actually have not done that.
Hey, you know what I'd do?
Willow and Riho are going to be the
thing. I'll tell you what I'd do.
What's that?
I'll tell you what I'd do tonight. And it doesn't have to be Britt. It can be anybody. But it should be Britt, because she's a big star. She's been gone a long time. But, you know, top of the hour, whatever, end of the show, whenever you're going to do it. You do whatever you're going to do, and then the lights go out. And, of course, everybody freaks out because they think, my God, Mercedes is here. But then the music hits, and it's the return of Britt Baker. And or whoever you use.
Stokely Hathaway.
And as long as it's a return, I think it's going to get a big pop. If it's just like, you know, someone they see every week, that person will be booed out of the building if they're a babyface. But, you know, you get that person down to the ring, and then the lights go out again, and then here comes Mercedes, and they have the big stare down. As for said Jamie Hayter, whoever. And listen, also here, this person says, I also think the show starts and Mercedes' music immediately hits. Let me tell you something. Bro, we just saw the last 2 weeks of SmackDown numbers, okay? It's abundantly clear. If you've got something big, in the case of WWE, The Rock, if you save that until the end of the show, you will do a significantly better viewership than if you open the show with it, get the big first part of the show, and then everybody turns the show off. Like, everyone didn't, like everybody didn't turn the show off, but the SmackDown show this week was much higher than it was the week prior because they saved The Rock till the end of the show, as opposed to the week earlier where they did the first 40 minutes of the show, and then they lost a bunch of the people that tuned in to see The Rock. So, no, I absolutely, positively, unequivocally would not put her in the opening segment of this show. Save her for the end. No, Make people wait and watch the show and then give it to them.
And have some sort of tease between going between the 8:45 to 9 o'clock segments. Make sure you do something there because people are going to be tuning in. Has she debuted yet? Go ahead, try to do something there that creates some interest and has them at least coming back throughout until the end of the show.
Listen, I know Punk debuted at the beginning of the show, okay? That was years ago. We have evidence from 2 weeks ago that debuting at the end of the show, saving the big star for the end of the show, is going to do better than the beginning. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, we'll see where the walk-up is tonight, but the show as of this morning, 77-79. Last time they were in the building was for Blood and Guts, where they did 89-56. So about 1,000 tickets below that. But
not bad.
We'll see how they do tonight. I think they should have advertised her.
I don't see any reason why they did not. I just think as it got closer, because again, I was a little skeptical at the beginning when they booked the building of that size, even scaling it, that okay, what is Sasha just alone going to be worth? What is going back into the market going to be worth? Because we know when they've returned to markets here recently, there's been a pretty good decline. So what was she going to be worth on top of that? And we kind of now know what it is, but maybe they could have done more as the weeks were leading up where, okay, we kind of know what where we're at right now. And in the last 3 weeks, add some little hints, add something to try to whip people into a little bit of a frenzy here. And yes, I know for AEW fans, they all know she's going to be there. But with that said, it creates some social media nonsense because, look, everybody loves that. And some clues on IG, some things on Twitter, things like that for people who have kind of lapsed from AEW. And all they are paying attention to right now is WWE because WWE is just saturating everything.
People says, are people that dense to not know she's coming tonight?
That's it.
Well, I mean, the point is we will never know because we don't know the difference. If there was an alternate universe where they advertise her in advance and then this universe, we would know. But that universe does not exist. So, yes, I'm sure there are plenty of people. I mean, dude, there's all sorts of stuff that I don't find out until last second. And this is my job. But, you know, this is not like CM Punk. I said this yesterday. If you watch what they do with CM Punk, like, it wasn't a secret at all. I mean, they used his catchphrases. I mean, this is, what have they done?
CM Punk in Chicago. They put
dollar signs on the word Boston. What else did they do?
Exactly.
One person on Collision in a promo backstage on a show that maybe half of the Dynamite audience watches said Boss. That's where we're at.
Yeah.
Okay. This is not like they were dropping hints left and right and it's an open secret. Like, you know, if you know, if you don't know, you don't know. And I know that sounds stupid, but that's what it is. Like, if you're not just intensely involved in all of this, if you're just a person that watches wrestling on TV, you don't have any idea. If you're in the area and you just watch Dynamite and Collision and Rampage and you're not living and dying on the internet, you don't know. That's it. And it's fine. That's what they decided to do. You know who's going to know tomorrow? Everybody. Because she's going to debut. So there you go. As far as other news, Danielson also talked about his belts. In fact, he doesn't win any. He was asked about transferring stardom from one generation to another. He says, the idea is to pass on what stardom I have been given, pass it on to the younger wrestlers. I've had some people ask me or say things to me like, Brian, you should be champion. You should have been champion. You should have this or you should have that. The reality is to me, no, the champions we've had have been great. Hangman was a great champion. MJF was a great champion. Elevated these younger people to now these people are stars. Put Hangman on TV now, he draws a rating. Put MJF on TV, draws a rating. It would be easy to take stars of the past, make them your champion, make them your top guy. That's the easy way. It's much harder to take somebody like MJF who hadn't been on national television, turn him into a star that draws ratings. That was my bigger goal. To transfer stardom from one generation to the other. He's not answering the question why he can't win a title. He's concentrating on the main AEW title. But why hasn't he won the international title and then put somebody over for the title to make them a bigger star? Why didn't he win the crown, the continental crown, put somebody over to make him a star? You make someone a bigger star when it's a bigger deal that they beat you. When you go in there and everybody beats you. Remember when Drew Gulak beat Brian Danielson?
Yeah.
What did that lead to? And don't even tell me Brian Danielson wasn't a big star at the time. Daniel Bryan was a huge star. What did it mean to just get a win over Brian Danielson? We're at the point now where you face Brian Danielson, you're probably getting a win. Okay? Like, what we need is Brian Danielson to win a title, to be pushed as a champion, and then he puts somebody over. That's going to get them over bigger than just everybody beating Brian Danielson in his last year.
I don't know. I'm looking at a cage match right now, and it's like, okay, yeah, he put over MJF, the 60-minute world title Iron Man match. But he beat Sammy Guevara. Okay, he put over Jon Moxley. Did it make Jon Moxley any bigger of a star? No. He had the feud with Ricky Starks. That was all good stuff. Starks never got a win, and yeah, we wanted to see more Ricky Starks, but I think that has to do with wanting to see more Ricky Starks, you know, than it did with Danielson. Christian Cage, well, he beat Danielson, you know, for a TNT title defense, so, okay, he put over Eddie Kingston. Let's be honest now. I love that their interaction was great, the Claudio stuff in there with Eddie, all that old-school stuff that played into this storyline. I'm old, so I dug a lot what was going on, but, like, at the end of the day, is Eddie Kingston in any better position than he was before? Certainly not than he was a year or two ago, so I understand what he's saying, but people aren't getting over more, and things aren't any better than they were. Is Wheeler Yuta, and again, he's established a character for himself in the Blackpool Combat Club, but it's like, okay, you know, I thought he wanted to do stuff with Lee Moriarty. Remember that? There were these young guys. It was Wheeler Yuta, Daniel Garcia, and Lee Moriarty coming in kind of all at the same time. All guys that Brian Danielson should salivate over wanting to help and doing something with. He hasn't done it with those guys. So I dig what he's saying, but, like, you can win a title and lose it to somebody who could actually use it a lot more than some of the people that you have put over.
We've got Thunderbolt Patterson announced for the WWE Hall of Fame. You know, there's a lot of people in WCW that probably would vote him into the Hall of Fame. Joins Paul Heyman, Bull Nakano, Muhammad Ali, U.S. Express. He was an advocate for equal pay and better rights for wrestlers. Black wrestler who was blacklisted from the most well-known promotion in the 70s, in part due to deeply ingrained racism in the business, will be inducted into the WWE's Hall of Fame next month. I was the originator of the shuck and jive style, he told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution in 1999. Worked several NWA territories. After getting a start in Texas under Dory Funk, formed a team with Jerry Briscoe, won the NWA Atlantic Coast titles in 1973. Beat the Sheik. NWA Brass Knuckles title. Patterson significantly stalled after a decade in the business's career. By the 70s, his bookings began to drop due to his unflinching attitude towards his humanity and his working conditions. Advocated for a more equal pay system. You're laughing over there.
I love Bolt, but, you know, here's the thing.
Well, let me get to the point.
Very complex. Go ahead.
He was part of a racial discrimination lawsuit against WCW that was eventually settled out of court. And I forget which wrestler said
Hardbody?
It.
Oh.
Well, one of them mentioned that they made out like bandits.
Well, Sonny Ono won.
That was the exact terminology. Yes. Made out like bandits.
And they, you know what? Good. If there were ever reparations given to African-American professional wrestlers, that was as close as you were ever going to get for a lot of the hell that they went through. And let me tell you something, Thunderbolt Patterson went through a lot of hell. The reason that I giggle a little bit is, look, it is good to put a shine on what Thunderbolt Patterson did, absolutely, and he did do work outside of the wrestling ring, in the church, in the community, trying to rally people, trying to unionize people, but that gets overblown a little bit with what he did in wrestling, because for a lot of guys that you talk to, including African Americans that worked with him and alongside of him and have stories about him, a lot of times Bolt could be out for self. And when opportunities presented themselves, you know, for him to get out of a situation where you could maybe form a second thing and then go back to Ole, you know, hey, I'm not one to judge a man at all, because, again, he is an incredibly complex figure. The type of bio that Ole Anderson should have received, hopefully, you know, Thunderbolt Patterson one day has that type of biography, because it's got to be long, it's got to be detailed. He went to a lot of different places, and he had to experience a whole hell of a lot. But just like every human being, very complex. This book is a good one. If you could find it anywhere, grab it. Chokehold by Jim Wilson. A lot about Thunderbolt Patterson in there, and then the Tim Hornbaker book about the National Wrestling Alliance is an easier grab for you, but that's another one, too, if you want to kind of look into some things on Thunderbolt Patterson, because I'm going to be doing that now that he's in the wrestling, or in the WWE Hall of Fame. I'm going to be doing some more research and going back to him. And I'm doing, look, he's crossing paths right now with Ole Anderson, because you mentioned that tag team title reign he had with Jerry Briscoe. You know, I think it was the Andersons that they won and lost those belts to. And those are two guys, Ole Anderson and Thunderbolt Patterson, and you can throw Jerry Briscoe in that mix that had, for years after that, a decade plus after that, had interactions that changed the wrestling business.
Raw ratings from Monday night, 1.75 million viewers, 0.56 in 18 to 49. Right up there with the Young and the Restless. The first hour, 1.7.
Young and the Restless?
Well, I forget what soap opera it was. Granny was doing her soap opera report last night.
Yeah.
And
what is Victor doing?
Oh, man. Like, somebody got put in prison and they escaped by burning down the prison. And, like, she's telling all these stories. And I don't know why, but I was like, I got to see how this show does, like, in the ratings. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. What?
Nothing. Just thought about a new segment we could introduce on the show.
Wrestler rebuttal?
What's in Buddy's trunks?
That was what was in his bag that I put in my trunks, which I think was pills.
Tic Tac.
This was all his idea, by the way.
That's, well,
I just did what I was told.
Hey, did it for the business. Did you see, by the way, the portrait? Have you seen the new family portrait with Christian and his new family?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, my God.
I better be in Shauna's house soon.
I tell you what, I believe upset. It may be available for resale. Maybe one somebody can get one for you. Do it in a velvet over thing with a little eternal light attached to it like it was Elvis in the 70s.
Well, anyway, Raw did 1.75 million viewers and a 0.56. 1.78 first hour, 1.85 second hour, and a 1.63 in the third hour. So the people stuck around for that gauntlet match. And that's numbers there. Now, people are talking about Dave tying himself in knots to say SmackDown. Listen, sometimes there's caveats and that sort of thing. But SmackDown, I mean, all of television a couple of weeks ago. So take out the daytime. That he beat everything daytime, everything nighttime, everything Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Everything.
Not news.
Yes. Everything. No, news too. Everything.
Ooh.
Everything. Yes.
Damn.
That did happen one time.
Mm-hmm. And you know what was funny?
You know why?
The
Rock.
Well, the week that they did it, too, I think they were actually down technically from the week before. Not by a whole lot of people, by like tens of thousands or whatever, but they were actually down the week that they became the number one show, which had never happened in the history of TV going back to, what, 1947 or whatever.
All right, well, want to mention the NXT main event segment last night. Which was the return of Trick Williams. You know, this show is, man, I don't know if I've ever seen a show that has so many wild ups and downs. It's incredible. Like, we had OTM versus Cruz Del Toro and Joaquin Wilde in a tag match. Like, that was a super fun match. Del Toro and Joaquin are great. OTM, you know, they did a good job. This freaking Bronco Nima is just...
He's a stud, isn't he?
You guys don't want to talk about how Triple H sucks or whatever. I'll give you the easy one here. If Triple H screws up Bronco Nima, he sucks, okay? This guy is unscrew-uppable. He is a guaranteed home run future main eventer unless there's an impossible level of incompetence. He's big. He's tall. He looks great. He cuts good promos. He's working good for his level. He did a spot, okay? You guys seen the spot? Brian Cage does it, where one guy's on the apron, and the big guy climbs up to the middle rope, and he suplexes the guy in from the apron into a superplex into the ring. You've all seen that spot? Brian Cage does it?
Yes.
This freaking dude did it with one arm. One arm.
One.
He, like, grabbed him. He starts to lift him. He takes an arm out. He just holds him like this, and then he does the Steve Austin. I was like, dude, this guy is awesome. So that was great. And then we had, you know, the usual, like, a bunch of horribly acted segments, which we'll get to.
With music in the background.
But you know what? Hey, this Roxanne, why is she not on the main roster? She did a promo, and you know what? This promo that she did was it's the fans' fault promo. How many times have we heard that?
Too many.
How in God's name did she cut such a great promo? She cut a great promo. Great promo.
She's a natural pro wrestler, period.
You know what she is, though? She's a natural baby face, and this was a heel promo, and she pulled it off great.
And you know, Brian, we talked about it. If there's a silver lining and what they've been doing with her is the fact that she's never worked heel. Well, it's getting really apparent that she can work heel, and her doing more dirty things in the ring, I have no issue with. This is a woman that needs to be on the main roster at some point this summer. I mean, she really should be.
Then we had, like, bro, the CW is going to love this show.
Oh,
the
yes,
most
they are.
Absolutely ridiculous segment that I'll recap in full tomorrow for the Brian and Vinny show. But long story short, Tony Dina's family are eating at a restaurant. Ilya shows up with his belt over his shoulder. Tony has him abducted, thrown into the trunk of the car. They drive to the bridge where Tony's going to kill him. Which, by the way, you know, Tony admits, killed a lot of people here on this bridge. He didn't say that exact, he didn't say kill, but he was like, taking a lot of people to this bridge. And I was the only one that walked off. So he's starting to kill the guy.
Kayfabe truth.
But then he says, you know, this isn't about this bridge. This is about that belt. And so he lets him walk off the bridge. It was so
with the music
ridiculous.
Playing, but you're underselling the fact that Ilya Dragunov is now Liam Neeson. And I've never seen any of these movies, but I've seen the memes and the commercials and things like that. Because the way that Ilya turns around, the way this thing is shot, it is we're making movies and sitcoms, major motion pictures and sitcoms. Here's my question about Ilya that I don't know why I just noticed this now. He has got the stiffest. You notice every time he walks, that arm is cocked that way. Did a match happen with Walter years ago where he just blew out his elbow or his arm or something? He's always walking like this. You'll see it from here on in. I guarantee it.
I don't know. Lexus King, Robert Stone, like, I like these guys, but the storyline, it just sucks.
Terrible.
I mean, poor Robert Stone gets beaten up, and Von Wagner carries him to the back, and the fans respond by chanting, "He's a baby." I'm like, yeah, they're invested in this one. We had Obafemi and Brooks Jensen, where Obafemi gave this virgin such a vicious beating that I expected to wake up this morning and hear that Brooks Jensen had been cut. And he hasn't been. But, like, that's how badly he beat this dude. Then we had Ariana and Gigi. If Ariana wins, she gets to give Gigi a makeover, teach her how to be a lady. This was originally scheduled to be an angle with Tiffany and Fallon, but then Tiffany got called up to the main roster. So Ariana and Gigi are getting it. This match was absolutely atrocious. Absolutely, positively atrocious. But hopefully they will have good vignettes.
You are so mean.
No, I'm not, dude.
I loved this match. I loved it.
No, it was atrocious.
Let me tell you why I loved it. Because it's
a double low blow finish with two women.
Did you
see
the look?
Who sold it bigger than 90% of luchadors.
Exactly. And that's why. Because here's the thing with Fallon Henley and Tiffany Stratton doing the storyline that, you know, they ended up not doing, which was Tiffany out on the farm with Fallon. That, they're such, to me, it would have worked because they're far more along and because of what their characters were. This could actually be really funny, again, as something as part of the 2 hours. It is the best use of Ariana Grace, by far the best use. And Gigi Dolin, who is fine. She's, again, I don't know if she'll ever be on the main roster or not, but she can be great in NXT for a long time. She is perfect to do this with. I'm sorry. I think, again, it is the comic relief is going to be on the show anyway. I'll take this.
We had Keon and Izzy Dame versus Thea Hale and Fallon Henley. And this is one of the things where if you're actually a viewer of NXT and you actually watch the show every week, you watch a match like this and you realize they're all getting a lot better. Like this match, this was a fine match. This would have been fine on the main roster. They're all learning how to do matches. Now the stuff afterwards, like, can somebody alert everybody that Kevin Dunn is gone? Thea has to cut a promo on JC and old Jasmine Nix. And literally she stands in the middle of the ring facing the hard cam, talking to people who are behind her. I was just tearing at my
eyes.
There's
nobody on that side. Do they have cue cards up?
I don't know.
I mean, what is that?
So we had Sean Spears and Ridge Holland, which, I don't know, man. No one cared. They're not into this storyline either. But then, after all that, They hit old Trick Williams music, and this freaking place went nuts. And this guy came down to the ring, and he's so over, and he's got so much charisma, and he cut this great promo about being betrayed by Carmelo Hayes. And I'm just like, man, the reason they're not doing a title match, I'm starting to think, is he's going up the day after Mania.
Will you stop?
No. Hey, listen, yell at me after the day after Mania. But, like, I think they're gonna. But he's cutting this promo, and then out comes, of all people, Metaphor, Noam Dar, Oro Mensah, Lash Legend, and Miss Jackson. I'm like, what? What? So Noam Dar gets in the ring, and he says, you know, we're a lot alike. You lost your best friend, I lost the cup. But the difference is, I didn't go home and cry about it. I'm on to bigger and better things. And Trick's trying to tell him, dude, this ain't the time. Just get out of here. I don't want to deal with it right now. So Noam says, I'll just cut to the chase. I'm here to steal your hype because nobody is hotter than you right now. And Trick Williams looks over at Lash Legend, and he goes, I'm looking at Lash, and it looks like she agrees. And Lash acts like, ah, don't even start that trick. You listen to Noam. So Noam gets in the ring. They're going to have a match next week. This big brawl breaks out. And Trick's laying out Oro Mensah, and he's laying out Noam Dar. And all of a sudden, he turns around, and Lash goes for the big slap, and he catches the hand. And so, dude, this is a spot. It's 120 years old or whatever. Heel, female, tries to do something to the male. The male grabs her and kisses her. We've seen it a million times. Well, it's now 2024. You can't be doing an angle where you grab the woman and you kiss her against her will. So it was very clever what they did. She goes to slap him. He grabs the hand and he dips her. And she looks up into his eyes. And she grabs him and kisses him. This freaking place, I thought the walls were going to melt. They went nuts for this spot. And then Trick clears the ring and Lash ends up outside. And these people are just going haywire for this segment. And I was like, and for those of you that don't know, Trick and Lash have been a couple for a long, long time. So it looks like they're going to turn that into a storyline here. But somebody on my X goes, you know, whatever you want to say about NXT, they actually do a really good job with these romance storylines. And when you think about it, they do. Probably better than any other company. So, yeah, that last segment was like, it was so hot. That segment was so hot. And it was over. I was like, why isn't this for the title?
Stop it!
These fans want to see him as the champion. God!
They can wait!
Brother, we're watching a championship match built off a guy not throwing another guy off a bridge.
Oh, come on.
Stop!
Will you stop? Look, what people want to see is violence. They want to see Trick get their revenge on Carmelo. The title can wait. He'll get that title. There is no concern over that. Unless he goes to the main roster the day after Mania, in that case, fine. But let me tell you something. As long as he gets his revenge on Melo, as long as they have a great gimmick set up for what that match is going to be, that's all people care about.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, And with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. As noted, tonight is AEW Big Business. And Lance is watching the show tonight. So our normal Wednesday afternoon show will not be taking place today. But we will be doing the same show tomorrow. 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern on Thursday. It will be Lance and I talking big business and whatever else is on his mind. So that is exclusive to subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com or video.f4wonline.com. And Dave and I will be back tonight to talk the AEW show. Whatever comes out of the show, because I just have this feeling there's more than Mercedes, but I don't know. I want to make that abundantly clear. I don't know. It just feels like there's going to be more than that. I could be wrong. But one way or the other, we'll talk about that tonight and all of the other news as well. And don't forget, if you haven't checked it out yet, f4wonline.com/Vegas. If you'd like to go to our annual convention, a lot of fun things happening. It's May 24th through May 26th in Vegas. First off, it's impossible to have a bad time in Vegas. Actually, that's not true. You can. Well, but you should have a good time. Dinner, Texas Day, Brazil, meet and greet with Vinny and I, live Brian and Vinny show, Podair, Sace with Ed, sweet party, annual brunch of the Wicked Spoon, and more. And there probably will be more. So anyway, we're going to wrap it up. Thanks, Mike, as always. Callers and listeners over the studio. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.
If you missed something from today's show, you can find it now on iHeartRadio Talk. That's iHeartRadio.com/talk. A special news and update station you control. Follow us on iHeartRadio Talk and stay in touch 24/7.